I don't have any pants on. Sitting in the garden.
Now the lady was really very frightened, and she pushed Jack into the huge oven and shut the door just in time. The old lady didn't want Jack to be eaten up, so she told the giant that there was no one in the castle. She gave him such a huge dinner that he forgot about everything else. When the giant had eaten, he shouted to the old woman to bring his golden harp and his magic hen that lay golden eggs. The magic harp began playing such a sweet lullaby that soon the giant fell asleep and began snoring loudly. Now, Jack had opened the door of the oven and was waiting to come out. As soon as he heard the snores of the giant, he crept out of his hiding place. He picked up a sack that was lying nearby, picked up the magic harp and the magic hen, and shoved them inside the sack. But the hen started squawking loudly, and as Jack ran out of the castle, the harp cried out, "Master! Master!" All this noise woke up the sleeping giant, and he opened his eyes to see Jack running out of the castle with his treasures. With a terrible roar, he jumped up and started running after Jack. By this time, Jack had reached the beanstalk and was already climbing down. Now, the giant was nearly at the beanstalk and was going to climb down after Jack.
Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Till next time. Shouts out to all. My name is Farco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.
I know what's on. and my heart is closed. All the season.
This is Radio Volition San Francisco. This is Drop the Charges Show. I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 until 2, playing a soul and blues mix. We just heard Gladys Knight, classic hit, pretty early Gladys Knight, A Letter Full of Tears. And before that, we heard Close for the Season by Betty Swan. Anyway, all right. Good to be playing some music on Friday. Let's get back to playing some music.
Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come?
Let me take you to the village. I'm alive. Let me hold you tight. Let me treat you right.
of the Pearlettes doing Duchess of Earl. Before that, I Love You, the Volumes on Chex Records. And before that, on Fortune Records out of Detroit, Nathaniel Mayer and the Village of Love. I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 until 2 playing that soul and blues mix. Any questions or comments, I can be reached at bluesman200@yahoo.com. Thank you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it.
Guys, lead you on and
Place of year. I first heard it off from that John Waters movie, The Hairspray, and I mean, like I don't know, I'm not a huge John Waters fan, but this is his soundtrack for Hairspray was just great. I mean, like Toussaint McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You. Before that, we heard Lowrider Classic, Laughing Boy, Mary Wells. Before that, Barbara Green, Young Boy, a 13-year-old Barbara Green, and before that, Oh No, Not My Baby, Maxine Brown, and before that, big hit for the Orlons, Don't Hang Up. Look, I'm Mark. I'm here Friday from 12 to 2. If you'd like the show, tell your friends and try and spread the word. All right, let's play.
Sitting home alone. the past, wondering how I made it and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them, failure is always there. Time waits for no one. And I wish I wish someone would.
Necessarily with children, but that little fella, different story. All he wanted was his first car and his first piece, and he knew if he could get that car, he knew he was gonna get that piece. Yeah, but now that they've gotten older, nothing has changed. But we women call that two-timing. Just remember, fellas, two can play that game, and every time you men two-time, we women can three. Now there are some of you fellas who have to have your Wheaties. You must eat your Cheerios, and you must have your one-a-day vitamin with iron. This is so you can go out in three times. Well, go right ahead, honey, go right ahead. Because every time you men three times, we women can six, and our back don't hurt when we get through. Furthermore, honey, keep one thing in mind. Yours is a non-profit item, and ours is a profit-making item. You know, ladies, I've also discovered that men are avid liars. Furthermore, they do it with a smile on their face. How many times you went out, came home, and your man wasn't there? Sooner or later, here he come, rising with the sun, smiling from ear to ear. And when you ask him, baby, where you been? He look at you grinning and say, oh, I've been out with the boys. I'd sure like to know what those boys look like to put a smile on his face like that. Have our mouth stuck out to the back door. But I found the perfect solution to that problem. The very next time that man does that, you meet him in the door with nothing on, and have your clothes lying on the bed. And just for a wee bit of color, have a rose in your teeth. And when he comes in that door and looks at you standing there with nothing on, and those clothes on the bed and that rose in your teeth, he won't know if that man just left or you were just coming in. Guarantee he won't hang out again. But now, ladies, I highly recommend that you do take a course in karate, because he might come in that door and decide to knock that rose out your teeth. But now, I've also discovered something else about them fellas. They don't know what they want. You hear them all sitting down, rapping together, talking about, you know, sports and stuff like that. But you'll hear them always getting around the subject of women. You hear one man not to be outdone, you know. He'll stand up real proud and say, man, I love my women with big legs. Now, honestly, I don't know why, because that's the first thing they throw on each side. Then you get that other fella. He's the one that likes his lady with big hips. Now, that makes sense, because if he's a little bit man, he's got to have something to hang on to. Now, you you get that other fella. He's the one that likes that lady with long hair. Something flowing in the wind. Something he can run his fingers through the hope like hell it doesn't come off. Well, I tell you, honey, I don't know about him. Because in all these years, other than that I bought, I ain't never had long hair. But I tell you something else. In all these years, I ain't never had a man to ask me for hair yet. Then you get that next fella. He's the one that never got weed. He loves them large, loves to be smothered. You know, you take him and kind of lay him upside his ears. And then you take one and you slap him across the nose with it. They call him the titty man. Well, all I got to say to him is this, girl, those of us who are not so well endowed, don't you dare get upset. Because I was told that anything over a mouthful, it's a waste anyhow. The hurt, all of this goes to, and I wish someone would care. I wish someone would care. Don't you think someone should care? Or don't you need someone to care?
Yeah. Ooh. Baby.
especially in San Francisco. We just heard Etta James' classic, I'd Rather Go Blind. Like, I hit a wrong button when I'm playing things digitally. It's always a little bit of an adventure, a little smattering of Tell Mama, and I got back to I'd Rather Go Blind. And before that, Soul Queen of New Orleans, Miss Irma Thomas, I Wish Someone Would Care, complete with slightly risque rap in the middle of it. Soul Queen, Irma Thomas. All right, what do we got? We got a little, let's pick up the pace. We got a little bit of Junior Walker lined up.
myself, I ask myself again, so how can I do the thing what's right when I keep on living in sin? Hey,
Shy, Junior Walker on the All-Stars. Before that, we heard You Were Wrong, ZZ Hill on Malika Records out of Mississippi. And before that, we heard Junior Wells, I'm a Roadrunner. All right. Look, I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 to 2. Any questions or comments, bluesman200@yahoo.com. But any requests, probably better to email me. I mean, we do have a phone here in the studio, but nobody's ever figured out how to answer it. So it's kind of an issue. Anyway. All right, let's get back to a little bit of Bobby Blue Bland.
Look out for a woman hanging out in a morning when you call and I answer back. Oh, Yolanda, why you forsake me? Why you just lay my body down? Oh, Yolanda, why did you leave me in this wilderness with no money down?
We'll be right back.